maybe I'm calloused about that, but so for instance, if you take this to logical conclusion, if you were to go the female to male route, that could potentially result in a hysterectomy to prevent having periods. I guess as an anesthesiologist, I would be too uncomfortable to do an anesthetic for that type of procedure for that indication. And so consequently, I don't feel that ethically, morally, just, and again, this is just my opinion, that I could support the possibility of that happening at the university.
Okay, thank you. Further comments, questions?
Mr. Chairman, I just would like to point out a couple of things. I certainly respect my colleague's opinion, and you know, can't argue that. You certainly have your own personal opinion, which I certainly respect, to the latter point. To the point about state funds, so the base tuition, actually, for tuition and fees for an undergraduate at UIC is about $14,000. That includes fees. At about $10,000, you're out of the tuition. You're into the fees. MAP and Pell only cover about $10,000 together, and that's if you get the maximum award for both of them. So once you start to get into the fee side, you're actually out of most of the federal and state financial aid grant-wise that you would be awarded for a student with a zero EFC, and I know because of personal experience. So as far as that goes, with financial aid going towards the fee, in most cases, that wouldn't be the case. There are some exceptions for maybe those who are teaching majors. I know there's a TEACH grant that may, but I assume that's a smaller number of the population that would affect. So for the grand majority of the student population, that Pell and MAP, so state and federal financial aid, wouldn't reach the campus care fee.
Okay. Further comments, questions?
I would just like to comment that in terms of the choices that the student leadership made in adopting this health fee that include transgender, whatever that is, change, it seems to me first we need to respect their views. Two, I think there's a second side to looking at this transgender business. I've had the experience of observing a family where a young man wanted from the time he was 3 or 4 years old to be a girl. And that got to the point when he was 21 where he was so depressed that his mother took him to the hospital and they failed him. They sent him away, where it was absolutely medically necessary for him to address that issue. And within a matter of a month, he had hung himself from a stairway. So I see this as a medical problem, not a moral problem, and not a problem that relates to choice, but it is what nature has ordained for some people, and I think they should be respected.
Thank you. Further questions, comments, concerns?
I just would say, again, completely respecting your moral views and your personal opinion, I would be queasy myself getting into an area where we're trying to determine what taxpayers would want or not want. And I think that could be a slippery slope where we start thinking about courses that are taught that, you know, a proportion of the taxpayers wouldn't like the courses that we're teaching. And I just don't feel that that's our role as trustees, but I respect your opinion on it.
Further comments?
Yeah, one more comment. To the point about an 18-year-old making a decision that's going to be life-lasting, I think one, my great concern about this proposal early on was that we made sure, or the health professionals made sure, that there was proper counseling that happens for these students. Because they are, at the end, our students. And so my understanding is within this program that there's at least a year and a half long process whereby they are being guided by mental health experts.